Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Green Bay State Schools pool has produced two gold medal Olympians at the Paris Games, Molly O'Callaghan and Shayna Jack. They won gold and broke the Olympic record in the 4x100m freestyle alongside Emma McKeon and Meg Harris. Another former student is Cameron Newton-Smith, who will be competing in the heptathlon event in Paris. For the first time in Australia, oral immunotherapy will be offered in mainstream care in participating hospitals through the nation. 10 pediatric hospitals across 5 states have partnered with the National Allergy Centre of Excellence to change the trajectory of allergy diseases so more children can go to school without the risk of an allergic reaction. The participating Queensland hospital is the Queensland Children's Hospital. In national news, regions across New South Wales and Queensland are shivering through a prolonged cold snap. Many inland areas recorded sub-zero temperatures this morning. The frosty weather will continue tomorrow with the chance of some records being broken.
Australia may soon have a launch pad for US space exploration technology company SpaceX, operated by Twitter's Elon Musk. The Australian Space Agency has confirmed the bilateral agreement is in effect and would allow US space launches to take place in Australia, as well as recovery missions while protecting American technology. The launch pad is expected to be worth $1 billion over the next decade. In international news, Stellantis has begun shipping its first electric vehicles from a joint venture with China's Leapmotor to Europe, as models are set to hit the market next month. CEO Carlos Tavares hailed the arrival of C10 SUVs and T03 city cars as a significant milestone. Despite facing a 30-38% tariff on Chinese imports, Stellantis plans to locally assemble the vehicles to mitigate costs. Leapmotor has already sold over 400,000 EVs in China. For your weather today, Brisbane is fairly brisk and sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au.
The Home Show on 4ZZZ 102.1